We're in middle of chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran, and we're in middle of paragraph Yud Aleph, which started off speaking about Chanukah. Rabbeinu Zal connected the holiday of Chanukah to everything he had been discussing until now. And now we're about to enter into another piece where Rabbeinu Zal is going to connect everything we spoke till now to the Beis HaMikdash. So we're up to the line, V'chein kol ha-bechinoi sanal, and so to all the different things we spoke about till now, kulam klulim be-beis ha-mikdash, are all included in the Beis HaMikdash. Take a look to find the place. And before we begin, we dedicate the shir today, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shapsi b'Reb Yisachar Doiv, the father of a close friend, Harry Fox, and also Chaim David ben Oizer Pinchas, Chaim Gewurz, who was one of the students of Rav Rosenfeld, part of our Chevra, whose yard sites are both today Chof Ches Cheshvan. We mentioned that this chapter on Likutei Moran is one of the longest ones, and it covered many topics, and now we're up to a part in Likutei Moran where Rabbi Nachman's introducing new issues and showing how each one of these encompasses all the different concepts we spoke about earlier. So now he's going to address the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Beis HaMikdash kolul mebechinas ben v'talmud. We had learned earlier in this Torah that in order for a person to complete their mission in this world, they must have a son and or a student. So that even when the person leaves the world, their das, the recognition that they had of Hashem, continues in this world in their children or in their students. So Rabbeinu Zal tells us now that the Beis HaMikdash includes in it the concept of a son and a student. Ki omru Rabbi Seinu Zal Baruch Hu, because the Gemara says in Tainus, Lomo nikro shmoi har hamoiria, why is the Beis HaMikdash called Mount Moria, shemimenu hoiro'o yoitzel Yisrael? From that mountain came forth teachings to the Jewish people. Teach zebchinas Talmud. Teachings are to a student. You teach students. And we know that the Beis HaMikdash had in it the Supreme Court of Klal Yisrael, the great Bezdin of 72 judges, from which the highest level learning came forth to Klal Yisrael. So that's the aspect of student from the Beis HaMikdash. Gamam Rabbi Senezal, and also the Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, on the Pasuk, Arsenu Ra'anona, our bed is Ra'anona. The Medrash asks, Lomo Nikro Shmoi Chadar Hamitois, why is the Beis HaMikdash called the room, the bedroom, the room of beds? She'al Yodoi Porim Verovim Yisroel, because it's through the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash that the Jewish nation multiplied. They were blessed with children. Ze bechinas ben. This is the aspect of ben. V'alkein Beis HaMikdash b'mkoim ha-goyren. And now we'll also understand why the site for the Beis HaMikdash was a threshing floor, the goyren of Aravna, which David HaMelech purchased from him. Ze bechinas parnosa. This ties into the aspect of parnosa that we spoke about in this chapter on Likutei Moran, about the parnosa coming from the malchus, which receives from the yadayim shebiyam hachochma, shenimshach al yidei klolius ben v'talmid. We had learned earlier that the way that we receive the flow of parnosa in this world is when we accomplish the production of a son and a student, and also we bring them together, where the son shares the aspect of the student, and the student shares the aspect of the son. V'zeh b'chinas lechem aponim shoyu b'beis HaMikdash. And this is also tied into the special breads that were in the Beis HaMikdash, that were called lechem aponim, the bread that had a face to it. Zeh b'chinas ho'achila v'ha'parnosa. This is tied into the topic of eating, which we spoke about broadly in this chapter on Likutei Moran, and Parnasa shenimshach al yidei klolius ben v'talmid, where again, our Parnasa and our eating, if we want to achieve a truly high-level spiritual eating, it requires this unification of the son and the student. Sheboi nizgale oiroi samakifin. And it's in this holy eating that is revealed a very high level light called Heora Sarotzin, or the light of Makifin. Makifin refers to that knowledge which I didn't have before. I didn't know it before. It was something that surrounded my head, like a halo around the person's head. Shehem Bechinas Oyer Haponim Kanal. And these Makifin are also referred to sometimes as Kaviyochel, the light of the face of Hashem, the Oyer Haponim. And we'll see more on this soon. Ki oyer haponim ze bechinas shin ayin ohoirin ki yadua. Because the Arizal and the Sifrei Kabbalah speak a lot about this term oyer haponim, the light of the face of Hashem. And one of the definitions of it is that it relates to the 370 lights, which is a term that's used sometimes to refer to the 10 spheroids, the 10 midos of Hashem, which are divided into two categories. The three upper ones are called hundreds. The seven lower ones are called tens. So you have a total of 370 lights of the kaviyochel of Hashem's face. V'shin ayin hu shtei pa'omim hekif kamuva. And the Arizal tells us that the number 370 is 2 times 185, which is the word hekef. Hekef means, again, something that circles a person, that surrounds a person. That seichel, which a person has not yet succeeded in bringing inside of their head, but rather it's outside. It's called a makif or a hekef. And the Arizal says that Hashem's name, Kael, which is a name that's usually associated with kindness, and kindness, chesed, receives its light from the sphera above it, which is chachma. Kael is called nehiru de chachma, so the light of chachma. When you write kael out, when you write out each letter as a word, aleph, when you spell it aleph, lamed, pei. Lamed, when you spell it lamed, mem, dalid, it's 111 plus 74, which is a total of 185, which is that word hekef. So that the shin ayin, these 370 lights, are comprised of 2 times kale. And the Arizal goes into an explanation as to why the 2 times kale. We don't have to go into that now. For now, we're being informed that, again, through by accomplishing the things that Rabbeinu Zal told us about here, about teaching our children and having students and bringing them both together and eating properly and drawing parnasa properly, we are receiving this shinai, this light of the Oyer Haponim of Hashem. Veze b'chinas, and this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 104, Lehatzil ponim mishemen, velechem levavenu shiyisoid, to light up our face from oil and bread satisfying the heart. Hainu, this pasuk putting these two together. Hainu shebetoicho achila mizgale oyer hamakifin shubchinas oyer aponim. What this pasuk is telling us is what we learned earlier, that when a person is eating bikdusha and they're receiving that incredible high-level light called He'oras HaRotzoin, which is also called Makifin, which is also referred to as the Oyer HaPonim, the light of the face of Hashem. And again, this is the term Lechem HaPonim that we had in the Beis HaMikdosh, bread which is the most basic staple of food, through which, by eating bread properly, a person can receive that Oyer HaPonim. Bechinas lahatzil ponim mishemen velechem, the connection between the two. Now Rabbeinu Zal connects this back to the topic of Chanukah, which we spoke about previously. V'alkein mitzvas Chanukah b'shemen. And this is why the preferred mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles is with oil. Ki Chanukah hu bechinas Chanukas habayis. because Chanukah, the term Chanukah means initiation, renewal, new. Chanukah Sabayis, when the Beis Hamikdash was renewed. And Al Yedei Zeh Nimshach Parnasa, and through the renewal of the Beis Hamikdash, this brings down a flow of Parnasa, V'nizgale Oyer Haponim, and there's revealed Kaviyochel, the light of the face of Hashem, Shezeo Bechinas Lechem Haponim. That's this holy bread that we had in the Beis Hamikdash, this Lechem Haponim, Bechinas Lahatzil Ponim Mishomen V'lechem Kanal. V'zeh Bechinas, and this ties in beautifully with the blessing that the Kohanim give to the Jewish nation, where they say, Yo'er Hashem Ponav Eilecha, may Hashem bestow the light of his face upon you, upon the Jewish nation, vichuneka, and give you grace, chen. The word vichuneka, zebechinas chanukah. That's the word chanukah. She'al yodoi nizgale oyer haponim. It's through the holiday of chanukah, through the renewal of the Beis Hamikdash, that we receive this oyer haponim. Bechinas Yo'er Hashem Ponav, Hashem shining the light of His face upon us. Moshe Rabbeinu Zocho L'Soid Chanukah. Rabbeinu Zal writes now that Moshe Rabbeinu was zocho to the secret of Chanukah, meaning to know all the spiritual benefits of Chanukah. Al Yedei Shemosar Nafshoi B'Shvil Yisrael. As we mentioned all the way in the beginning of this chapter in the Qumran, that Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to put his life on the line on behalf of the Jewish nation. V'nosan liboy aleihem, and Moshe Rabbeinu looked very carefully at the Jews, lehistakel bitzarosam, to study and observe our pain, our suffering. Ki hu choyo, the pasuk says, by the burning thorn bush. When Hashem revealed Himself in the burning thorn bush, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that this was a message conveying to him that the Jewish people are compared to this thorn bush that's burning, it's on fire, and yet it's not being destroyed. Ki hu choyo rachmon umanig amiti kanal. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the true leader, the one who had the truest level of kindness towards Klal Yisrael. Ve'ikar tzoras Yisrael hu amaso shel avoinas chas v'shalom kanal. And as we explained in the beginning of this chapter of Likud Yomran, that the worst suffering of the Jewish nation is our sins, because any other physical or mental or emotional suffering that we have is tied into and a result of our sins. The pasuk says, David HaMelech says, Edag mechatosi, I worry from my sins. Worrying, insecurities, phobias, fears are all tied into sins. And so to other type of suffering. V'alkein bike shaleim slachno. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with Hashem to forgive us. V'yidei zeh nase b'chinas chanukah. And as a result of his success in achieving forgiveness on behalf of Klal Yisrael, that on Yom Kippur, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from heaven after his final 40 days, and he brought the message that Hashem has forgiven us, that leads us into the holiday of Chanukah. Because once again, the sin that was committed, that he was praying for, the sin of the Meraglim, is what caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem said to the Jewish people, you're crying on this night, on the 9th of Av, you're crying because these spies brought back a negative report about Eretz Yisrael. This night, this day will be designated as a time for crying for the future, the destruction of both Beis Hamikdashes. So that was the sin. The remedy for it, the forgiveness for the sin, means restoring the Beis Hamikdash, Chanukah Sabayis. And it's upon the renewal of the Beis Hamikdash that is dependent the tikkun of all the different things we spoke about previously in this chapter in Likud Maran. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, v'zeh Chanukah chonu chof hei. The tikkun Ezer tells us that the word Chanukah is comprised of two words. Chonu, they rested, on the 25th, Chafei, on the 25th of Kislev. Hainu Chof Hei B'Kislev. It refers to the 25th of this special month of Kislev, which tonight, Sunday night, Parshas Toldos, Tovshin Pei Aleph, tonight is Erev Rosh Chodesh, and this Tuesday we'll be celebrating Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So Rabbi Nizal writes now that the word Kislev, Hu Oisiois Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois. The word Kislev makes up the first letters of this pasuk, which tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu being devoted to looking and studying the suffering of the Jewish people, and then trying to see anything and everything he could possibly do to alleviate it. So the pasuk there says, Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu cared, that he looked, and he studied it carefully. The first letters of that pasuk make up the word Kislev. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu nosan liboy lehistakel b'tzaroson shel Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was very serious about this. He devoted himself, and he looked carefully to see and understand all of the suffering of the Jewish people. Vezehu kisor lirois loshen sor vezoef. The word sor means to turn, but we find the word sor used in the Navi Malachim, where it speaks about Achav, that when Achav tried to take away, to work out a deal, to get the fields that he wanted to take away from a neighbor of his, and the neighbor refused to agree to sell it to him, so it says that Achav returned cooking. He was cooking, very angry. Loshen sor vezoef. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in observing the suffering of the Jews, he didn't take it lightly. This cooked inside of him, and this motivated him to do everything in his power to get Hashem to forgive us. The Iker Tzaroson, and as we explained earlier, the main suffering of the Jewish people, our main problem is, Hu Hamaso Shel Avoinos Chasashon, is the burden, the heavy burden that sins place upon us. V'Hashem Yisborach, Kishero Shehu Noisein Liboy Alzeh, and when Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu cares, that he's not ignoring this, he's not saying this isn't my problem, and he's not just glancing at it, but he's looking very closely and carefully to understand this completely, Kro Oyelov, that's when Hashem called Moshe Rabbeinu to approach him. V'yoymer, Hashem said, Moshe, Moshe, V'yoymer Hineni, and Moshe Rabbeinu responded, I'm ready, here I am. And the Gemara says on that, Hineni lechuna, hineni lamalchus. I'm ready for kohuna, for the priesthood, and I'm ready for kingdom. As it says in the Medrash, Hineni lekohuna. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains, Hineni lekohuna, I'm prepared for kohuna, Zebechinas Chanukas Habayis. He's saying he's prepared to do the work in the Beis Hamikdash, which was done primarily by the Kohanim. Ki Moshe Shimeish B'Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. Because we know even though Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't actually a Kohen, his brother Aharon became the Kohen, but still Moshe Rabbeinu acted in the capacity of a Kohen for the 7 days when they first initiated the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen. He performed all the service in the Mishkan. K'moshe Kosuv, Moshe v'Aharon b'Choyanov. As the Pasuk mentions both of them under the umbrella term Kohanim, Moshe and Aharon. Gam, in addition, we learned earlier in this chapter that Kohen hu bechinas Klolius ben v'Talmid. Rabbeinu Zal had shown that Kohen, I believe we didn't see this before. We touched on the topic of Kohen, but now Rabbeinu Zal is going to show us that Kohen also includes in it the concept of a son and the concept of a student. Ki b'Kohen nemar, because about the Kohanim, the Torah tells us that they were devoted completely lohoyrois es b'nei Yisrael, to teaching the Jewish people. Lohoyrois, loshen hoyro. Teaching means Psak halacha, Torah, zebechinas Talmud. That means having students. Gam lohoyrois, and the word lohoyrois is also miloshen herayon, to become pregnant. Loshen herayon, bechinas bein, which means a child. So we see that the Kohen, the term Kohen, encompasses both the student and the son. And when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hineni l'malchus, ze b'chinas malchus. This is the concept of malchus, which we discussed earlier in this Torah, that in order for a Jew to be able to draw parnasa or shefa from Hashem, we must connect to the malchus. She'al yodoi nimshach ha-parnasa, she'boi nizgalo erapanim, by which we draw parnasa, in which is revealed, is displayed the light of Hashem's face. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk says by Avraham Avinu, that when he succeeded in defeating the four kings who had taken his nephew Lot captive, and he rescued Lot, the Pasuk says that afterwards, Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem, that Shem ben Noach, who was the king of the city of Sholem, Hoitzi Lechem V'yayin. He came out to greet Avram Avinu, and he brought bread and wine. V'hu Choyen Lekel Elyon. And this Shem was in the capacity of a priest, a heavenly priest. Rabbi Nizal explains, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, Zebechinas Malchus. That those words in the Pasuk are stressing the aspect of Malchus. Hoitzi Lechem V'yayin. Brought forth bread and wine, Hainu B'chinas Parnasa. This is referring to the highest levels of food. The highest level of food is bread. The highest level drink is wine. Hainu B'chinas Parnasa, Shenimshach Alidea Malchus Anal, which Rabbi Nizal had explained earlier in this Torah, we draw Parnasa onto ourselves by connecting to the Malchus. V'hu Choyhein, Zebchinas Kohuna, and he is a Kohen. That's the aspect of Kohuna that we mentioned before, which includes the concept of Shehu Bechinas Klolius Ben V'Talmid, which is the bringing together of the aspect of the son and the student. Shemishom Nimshach HaParnosa Al Yidei HaMalchus. And it's when a person is zoichet to teach advanced people and beginners, which is the concept of the son and the student, as Rabbi Nizal had explained earlier. They represent the Dore Mala and the Dore Mata, the upper level and the lower level. When a person is zoche to teach both of them properly, through this we're able to draw a parnasa via the Malchus. Before we take questions, I want to mention something that I've mentioned in the past, but it plays to review it, to repeat it, because it's very appropriate here. This is a moshel, a parable that I heard from Rebbe Yochaim Rosen, Zichron Levrocha, one of the elders of Breslov in the previous generation. And he spoke about a lion who had once been starving. He hadn't eaten for several days, and he was really extremely, extremely hungry. And he's looking for the first thing to pounce on and to eat it up. But we know that these animals usually want to kill with a certain aspect of justice. So the lion sees an animal and approaches the animal and says, smell my mouth, tell me how my mouth smells. And we know when a person hasn't eaten for a long period of time, their mouth doesn't have that good an odor, and especially a lion. So the animal said, your mouth stinks, your breath is terrible. So the lion looked at this animal and said, you're a moire b'malchus, you're rebelling against the king. You spoke so disrespectfully to me, I'm the king of all the animals. Rawr! And ate him up. Okay, that was a good entree. Next, he's still very hungry. He continues and he moves on. He sees another animal and approaches this animal. Tell me how my breath smells. And this animal had seen what happened to the previous one. So this animal says, your Royal Highness, your breath smells sweeter than flowers. Just wonderful. The lion looks at this animal and says, you're a liar. You're lying to the king. Death penalty. Rawr! Eats him up. Then the lion comes upon a fox. This is going to be the dessert. And he sees the fox and he says, dear fox, how does my breath smell? And the fox looks at the lion pitifully. And the fox says, your Royal Highness, I would love to answer your question, but I have a terrible cold now, and I can't smell. So maybe if you'd be willing to wait a couple of days till my cold gets better, I'll be able to smell. I'll be more than happy to answer your question. And this parable was mentioned in the context of tzaddikim, that sometimes there are tzaddikim that see a rasha. They see a rasha. We know that a person's deeds, a person's actions, when a person does mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, it generates a sweet aroma, like the sacrifices in the Beis Hamikdash, which generated a reach nichoyach l'Hashem, a wonderful sweet aroma. But unfortunately, when a person commits sins, then there's that terrible foul smell. So there are some tzaddikim that smell it, and they don't want to have anything to do with it. They don't want to have anything to do with the Rishoyim. We don't go near them. Keep far away from them. Then there are other tzaddikim that, no, everything's good. It's okay. And they're also not looking to help them. And then there's the fox who says, I can't smell. He doesn't smell, so he doesn't know. He doesn't know how. And it was pointed out that this was not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, by Moshe Rabbeinu, says, Vayar Hashem ki sor lirois. We know there's a law in the Torah about Hashova Saveda, that if a person finds something in a public place and they don't know who it belongs to, they're supposed to pick it up and take it home and put up signs, notices, that if anyone lost this article, you know, to come and retrieve it, come and get it back. But the halacha tells us that if, for example, if the lost article is a basketball, and there's a Rosh Yeshiva or a Hasidic Rebbe walking in the street, and he sees this basketball on the ground there, for him to bend down and pick up that basketball and walk through the street holding a basketball till he gets home would be very undignified for a person of his stature. People would look at it as ridiculous, absurd. The Rosh Yeshiva or the Admor is holding a basketball. So because of his respect, he's allowed to ignore it. He's allowed to walk past it and make as if he doesn't see it. Whereas an ordinary person, the Torah warns an ordinary person, is not allowed to do that. If you're walking in the street and there's something there, you're not allowed to make believe you don't see it. You're supposed to bend down, pick it up, and take it, and assume the responsibility of trying to do what you can within your power to get it back to its original owner. So here, Rabbeinu Zal stressing that the true tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, is one who sees and understands, learns the suffering of Klal Yisrael, and he joins in our suffering, and he does everything he possibly can to alleviate it. How? By trying to mitigate our sins with Hashem, by pleading with Hashem for forgiveness, as Moshe Rabbeinu did repeatedly. The next paragraph speaks about the lungs, and we mentioned in the past that Rabbeinu Zal suffered the last 3 years of his life with tuberculosis, which is a terrible sickness that attacks the lungs. And he would cough up blood, a very powerful respiratory sickness, Rachmona Litzlan. And in the major shiurim that he gave during those 3 years, he usually included a piece about the lungs to try to effect a refuah for his lungs through the Torah that he spoke about it. V'zeh bechinas mezeg horeya. Everything we've been speaking about so far in this chapter on Likut Imran is related to the lungs. Kishahoreya hi, the balance of the lungs, keeping the proper balance in the lungs. Kishahoreya hi bamezeg hashove, when the lungs are operating properly in good health, hi klula mikol habechinoy sanal. The lungs of a person are a composite of all the different things we spoke about earlier in this Torah. Kihoreyo hi meira senayim. The lungs are something that give light to the eyes. They improve the eyesight of a person. Kama Yisham Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara points out in Chulin, the Gemara mentions there that the term meiras is similar to the term reya. Reya means miloshin reiya. And the Gemara says there that by eating lungs together with certain herbs, that improves the eyesight of a person. Zebchinas Talmud. That's associated with the student. Shehasagosoi bechinas vo'era es Hashem. The student who's the one on a lower level, to him, the tzaddik tries to show him that you see Hashem is with you. Like Yeshaya Hanavi, if you recall way back towards the beginning of this chapter, Rabbeinu Zal made a comparison between Yeshaya HaNavi and Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshaya HaNavi, even though he was a great tzaddik, compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, he's referred to as the lower level, little league. And Moshe Rabbeinu is major league, a much higher level. Yeshaya HaNavi says, Vo'ere es Hashem, I see Hashem. By Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says that Hashem said to him, Ki lo yirani odom v'choy, no person can see me and live. So Rabbeinu Zal had explained that Moshe Rabbeinu's is the level that he's on is called not seeing. The level that Yeshaya HaNavi is on is called seeing. Moshe Rabbeinu's not seeing is a much, much higher level of closeness to Hashem than Yeshaya HaNavi seeing. When a child who's 4 years old says, I know my math perfectly. I know how to add two numbers. I can add any two numbers you want. And he's talking like he's the smartest, the greatest mathematician of the world. We know that that's nothing compared to somebody who's studying advanced calculus. And the person says, I don't really understand this equation, this complex equation. His not understanding is on a much, much higher level than the lower one's understanding. So here again, Rabbeinu Zal says that the Re'a, which represents Re'iyah, seeing, that corresponds to the student, which we said was the lower level, compared to the son, S-O-N. Gam alidei ho-Re'a bo she'na. We know that the lungs are associated with sleep. Kimavur b'mokam achar, as Rabbeinu Zal touched on this in a previous chapter in Likut Imran, in Torah Hey, chapter 5, in the second half of Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal there explained that usually in the winter, people sleep better. Why? Because two prerequisites that help a person sleep well are when it's cold and rainy, wet. Cold and wet. Kar v'lach. And the lungs are all about cold and wet. The lungs bring moisture into the body and cooling. That's the cooling system of the body. And sleep, zebechinas hasogas haben. Sleep represents the level of understanding of Hashem of the Son. Shehasogosoi, his level of understanding is bechinas mo, what? As we learned earlier, bechinas ma chomes, what do you see? What do you know? Meaning the concept of not seeing. Sheze bechinas sheno, just like in sleep, a person's eyes are closed. Bechinas ayin loiroaso elokim zulasecho. As the pasuk says in the Navi, in describing Gan Eden, it says, no eye has ever seen anything like this, anything like you, Hashem. So this not seeing represents a much, much higher level than when the lower level is saying, we see. So again, Rabbeinu Zal showing here how the lungs represent both the lower level and the upper level. They represent the concept of seeing, which is the message for the Talmud, and they represent the concept of not seeing, which is the concept of the sun. V'ruach ha-chayim shebetoich horeya, and the breath of life, which passes through the lungs, zebechinas makifin. That corresponds to that higher level knowledge that's called makifin, bechinas soivev soivev hoilei haruach. The pasuk says that the wind, the ruach, goes round and round. That's the concept of makifin, round, circling. Bechinas veruach al ponai yachloif. This wind passes before my face. Again, a connection between this ruach and the ponim. Bechinas oir haponim. Bechinas lahatzil ponim mishemen. To light up the face with oil. Hainu al yidei hashmonim shel horeya. When the lungs are functioning properly and the liquids in the lung, the moisture in the lung is proper, meir oir haponim, then the person's face shines brightly, bechinas makifin, the oir haponim shines, which is the makifin. V'hayodayim hanal sheyesh b'yam ha'chochmo kanal, now going back to another topic that we discussed earlier in this Torah, v'yodayim shebiyam ha'chochmo, we mentioned that the flow of parnasa originates way up on high in the Keser and Chachma, and then it's received in the Yodayim, and brought all the way down to the Malchus. Poseach es yodecho umasbi alechol chai rotzoy. So Rabbeinu Zal says now, v'yodayim bohem nizgale oyer haponim b'chinas makifin. In these yodayim is revealed the makifin, the oyer haponim, shein b'chinas seoras harotzoyim, b'chinas poseach es yodecho. Open up, opening up your hands. That opening up means a revealing of something that was closed originally. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Arizal tells us, that the last letters of this pasuk, poseach es yodecha, make up the name of the angel who's appointed over Parnassa, whose name is Ches Tov Chof. We don't pronounce that word. It's the name of an angel. Shehu soifei tevoi shel poseach es yodecha. Those are the last letters of these three words. Shehu Hashem shel Parnassa. That's the name that's appointed over Parnassa, Kemuva, as is brought in the Arizal. And now the Arizal also adds that that name, Ches Tov Chof, is Shtei Pa'omim Ruach. Ches Tov Chof is 428, which is 2 times Ruach, 2 times 214. Referring to these makifin, this soivev hoile charuach. Hainu, and what this is telling us is, shebe'elu hayodayim hanal nizgale bechinas hamakifin. That in these hands, these yodayim shebiyam achochma, which represent chesed and gvura, in them is revealed this high level knowledge called makifin. We mentioned that the hands represent the hints, certain things sometimes that are so high level that it can't be put into words, it can't be expressed verbally, it could all be hinted to. Like a person makes hand motions with their hands to hint something to someone that they don't want to say. Shehem b'chinas soivev hoile charuach. These makifin are this concept of this ruach that goes round and round. B'chinas v'ruach al ponai yachloif. Again, referring to that oyer haponim. V'ze b'chinas, and this is also a pasuk that we find in Yechezkel, where it says, v'dei odom mitachas kanfehem. It looked like there were human hands under their wings. This is referring to the angels of the throne of Hashem that Yechezkel Hanavi saw. And he said, it looked like they had human hands under their wings. Ze bechinas kanfei rea. The term wings, konof means wings, and konof is also a term that's used in the Torah to refer to the lobes of the lungs. The lungs are shaped like wings. Sheshom soivev haruach. That's where this ruach flows through the lungs, the breath. Bechinas makifin. Shemishom nimshach bechinas heoras hayodayim. And that's where the light of the hands, these remozim, this yodayim shebiyam achochma, draws their light from the lungs. The hands are parallel to where the lungs are. V'ze bechinas, and this is what the pasuk says in Mishlei, ruach ish yechalkel machalehu. The knowledge of a person, ruach in that pasuk refers to the chochma, the knowledge of a person supports and sustains the person when the person is going through illness. Ruachish zebchinas ruach hachaim anal. The term ruachish refers to the breath of life, the spirit of life. Shehu bchinas soivev hoile charuach. That refers to the makifin, which is the ruach that goes round and round. Bchinas makifin. Shemishom nimshach parnosa vechalkola. And it's from there that Parnassa comes from. Another word for Parnassa is Kalkola. That's the pasuk Ruachish Yechalkel Machalehu. That this Ruachish, this Chochma, these Makifin, this high-level light, is what brings down with it a flow of Parnassa. Bechinas Yechalkel Kanal. So in this last paragraph, Rabbeinu Zal was showing us that if you understand everything that the Torah says about the lungs, you understand how included in the lungs touches on all the different concepts, not just touches, but it includes all the different topics we spoke about. So that again, by speaking about these topics and by trying to fulfill the advice in this Torah, this could be a tikkun for the lungs. to see to it that the lungs should operate and function correctly. Someone asked the question, why don't we mention the name of that angel, the angel of Parnassa? The Arizal says that those names of angels, which have been accepted by the Jewish people to name our children by those names we're allowed to mention. Gavriel, Michoel, Raphael, those names we're allowed to mention even when we're speaking about the angels. But any other names of angels, it's forbidden to mention their name. The Arizal says that when you mention the name of an angel, you're summoning that angel. And if you're not qualified to summon that angel, or if you don't have a real good reason why you're summoning that angel, chas v'shalom, it could bring harm upon the person. So therefore, we're careful, even in when we're learning Gemara and or Zohar HaKodesh, and it mentions the names of angels, we're careful not to say those names. Paragraph Yud Gimel. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'alkein, kishema'aynin u'medabrim me'ezeh chidish, shechidesh hechochom shebedoyer, based on everything we've been learning in this chapter, therefore, when a person is studying or speaking about a revelation in Torah that they heard from the rabbi of the generation, Azai Noifel Yira Alze Shemedaber Umayin Bachidish. The person who's speaking about or studying this revelation in Torah experiences a tremendous feeling of fear of Hashem and respect for Hashem, fear and awe for Hashem. Kikeshechoizren Asachidish, because when we review something, a revelation in Torah of a great tzaddik, Azai nisoirer v'nisgale yam hachochma, we activate and reveal the sea of knowledge. Shemishom mekabel hamalchus es haparnosa, which is the place from which the malchus receives parnosa, as we learned earlier. V'azai bo bechinas hamalchus lahamshich parnosa, and this causes the malchus to try to approach the yam hachochma to receive parnosa. The Iker Hayira Hibamalchus. And we learned previously that the main place of respect, Yira means respect or fear, is Malchus. Ki Malchus hu mekoyer Hayira. Malchus is the source of Yira. Kamay Shamru, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Il mole moiro'o shel Malchus. Were it not for the fear and respect of government, people would do all kinds of crazy things. V'yazai nis'oirer hayiro shel hachochom shechidesh ze achidush. So then, by studying or speaking about the Torah that a great chochom revealed, we activate the yira of that chochom who brought that revelation of Torah. Ki hakoil tolui beyira. Because we learned earlier in this chapter in Likut Moran, everything is dependent on yira. A rabbi, a teacher, must have yira, holy yira, in order that his words should be listened to. People should be willing to listen to what he has to say. And his words should be indelibly inscribed in their hearts. It shouldn't go in one ear, go out the other ear. The Gemara promises that a person who has yira shamayim, his words will be heard. Ukadeshi is sky mudvarov, so that his words should have lasting effects. Again, the two reasons. Number one, that people should listen to what he's saying, they should hear what he's saying. And number two, that his words should remain permanently by the people. Vialkein, and therefore, kishechoizren es hachidush, when someone repeats a dvar Torah of the chacham shebedoyer, as sha'azai bo bechinas hamalchus l'kabel misham parnosa, that initiates a process of the malchus going to receive parnasa, umalchus ubechinas yira, validezeh nisoirer yira shalachachmanal. That activates the yira of the original chacham who revealed this Torah, alkein noifil yira alzeh shemaim bachidish. And the one who's studying that Torah experiences a major feeling of fear and awe for Hashem. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to go into a story in the Gemara, one of those stories in Baba Basra, in the area of page 73, 74, 75, the stories of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, where it lists those stories there, which we had in the beginning of Likutei Moran, the first 14 chapters. Now Rabbeinu Zal gives us another one of the stories from there, and he's going to tie it in beautifully to everything we've learned about so far in this chapter. V'zeh Pirush, based on what we've been learning here, we'll be able to understand Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara tells us there was a story with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. These were two of the rabbis of Rabbi Akiva. Shehoyu boen b'sfina. They were traveling on a ship. V'hoyu Rabbi Eliezer yoshein v'Rabbi Yeshua neir. Rabbi Eliezer was sleeping. Rabbi Yeshua was awake. Nizdazeya Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua suddenly started trembling. V'ninar Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer woke up. Omar loy. And Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, Maze Yeshua. What is this? Mipnei ma nizdazato. What caused you to tremble like this? Omar loy. Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Mo'er godol ro'isi bayam. I saw a great light in the sea. Omar loy. So Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Shemo enov shelevioson ro'iso. Maybe it was the eyes of the Leviosan, which is the great sea serpent, something like a whale, a gigantic, gigantic fish that Hashem created in the beginning of creation. Shenemar, about whom the Pasuk says, Einov ke'af ape shochar. The eyes of the Leviosan shine like the breaking light of dawn. Now, Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain this based on what we learned before, the concept of the sun and the student. Remember, the Gemara spoke about the fact that when a person leaves this world, they must leave a replacement for themselves behind. And there were two opinions. One rabbi says the person must have a son. And the other rabbi said the person has to have a student. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke about this a lot. And he showed how the sun represents a higher level, because the sun is actually coming from the brain of his father. The seed that produces a child originates in the brain. So a son that's born to a father is literally something coming from inside the father. And if the son is a good son, if he's zeichet to learn Torah from his father properly, to be a real good student, he can achieve a much higher level than any other student. That's the son. The student represents a lower level. And we know that Yehoshua was the student of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Eliezer was the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons, Gershom and Eliezer. So now Rabbeinu Zal tells us, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Zebechinas ben v'talmid. These two rabbis represent the concept of a son and a student. Rebbe Eliezer Zebechinas Bein. Rebbe Eliezer represents the son, Shehasogosoi Bechinas Ma, whose level of understanding is the higher level, the Keser, the Makifin, the Ma. What is it? Bechinas Mechomis, Mepishpesh. Like Hashem says to the angels, what do you see? What do you understand? Bechinas ki lo yirani hodom. And as Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, no person can see me and live. That the level of Moshe Rabbeinu is called not seeing. Bechinas ayin lo yiraso elokim zulasecha. As the Pasuk says, no eye has seen, Hashem, no eye has seen other than you, zulasecha, other than you, has seen Gan Eden, Olam Haba. Veze bechinas Rebbe Eliezer. That represents Rebbe Eliezer, ki Eliezer roshei tevois ayin loy roaso elokim zulasecho yaase. The word Eliezer makes up the first letters of this pasuk, which is speaking about Gan Eden, something which no human eye has ever seen. Sheze bechinas ben kanal. That's referring to that higher level, the sun. Rebbe Yehoshua ze bechinas talmid. Rabbi Yeshua represents the student. Shehasogosoi hu bechinas maloi cholor etzkevoidoi. Where we learned earlier, the message that's given to the student is that Hashem is everywhere in the whole world, even down by you, even way down, no matter how far down you are, Hashem is with you, right next to you. Bechinas vo'era es Hashem. As we find, Yeshaya Hanavi said, I see Hashem. And again, in the reference to the comparison between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshaya Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu represents the son, and Yeshaya Navi represents the student, the lower level. Shezeo bechinas hasogos shel dorimato. That represents the level of understanding of the lower level. Shetzorich lo'oiram ulahakitzam, whereby we learned earlier that the job of the tzaddik in addressing the people who are on a low level is to inspire them, to encourage them, to wake them up, shelo yisya'i shu'atzman, so that they shouldn't give up on themselves. Bibichinas, as it says in the pasuk, hakitzu varanenu shoichnei ofor, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. The tzaddik has to show them and prove to them that Hashem is everywhere, even down there where you are. Hashem is right there with you. And in a moment, you could turn to Hashem and connect to Him. This is the concept of Rabbi Yehoshua. Ki Yehoshua, hu roshei tevois, yichyu meisecha nivlosi, Yekumun hakitzu varanenu shoich neyofor. Here Rabbeinu Zal quotes the entire pasuk. They will come to life, those who are dead. Nivlasi, the nevela, the carcass. Yekumun, they will stand up, hakitzu, and wake up, varanenu, and sing, shoich neyofor, you who are lying in the dirt. Those last five words, yekumun hakitzu varanenu shoich neyofor, the first letters make up the word Yehoshua. That's the limud of Yehoshua. That's the study of the student. That's the message that the tzaddik is broadcasting to those on a level, on the lower level. Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu bechinas chacham ador. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the rabbi of the generation, shehu meir beben v'talmid kanal. He's the one who's broadcasting to both. He's broadcasting to the people who are most advanced, the highest level, the Bechina of Eliezer, the Ben, the son, and to the Yehoshua. Alkein hoyoloi bein shehoyoshmo Eliezer. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had a son whose name was Eliezer. V'talmid sheshmo Yehoshua. And a student whose name was Yehoshua. Ki Eliezer ben Moshe hu bechinas Reb Eliezer agodol anal. Kemuva b'medrash. The Eliezer, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the future would be Rebbe Eliezer HaGodol. As the Medrash points out, Al Pasuk V'Shem Ho'echod Eliezer. The Pasuk there says that Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons, Shem Ho'echod Gershoim, and it should have said V'Shem Hasheni Eliezer, but it doesn't say that. It says Shem Ho'echod Gershoim V'Shem Ho'echod Eliezer. Why? The Medrash says to teach us that this Eliezer would later be known as Reb Eliezer HaGodol, the great Reb Eliezer, the Tana Reb Eliezer, Reb Eliezer ben Hurkanus, who was the rabbi of Rebbe Akiva. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh al zeh sheyeh Rebbe Eliezer miyotzei chalotzov. Because the Gemara tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu was up in heaven, he saw Hashem studying the topic of Paraduma. And Hashem quoted a rabbi who mentioned that when the Torah uses the term Egel, it's referring to a calf within its first year. When it uses the term Para, it's referring to a cow in its second year of life. And Hashem, so Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, who's the author of this statement? And Hashem said, Rebbe Eliezer. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, can I have the privilege that this great rabbi should be for my descendants? And Hashem said, yes. Sheyir Rebbe Eliezer miyotzei chalotzov. That Rebbe Eliezer was from the descendants, from the children of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'niskayim came, and that was fulfilled. So we see that Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua represent this concept of the son and the student of the tzaddik, these two levels. V'zeh ma'aseh b'Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Yeshua. Ma'aseh. Hu mo shinayin. Maybe we'll pause here, because now Rabbeinu Zal is going to go into depth a little bit in explaining this story and tying it back to what we learned before in this chapter. And in Yitz Hashem, I hope that in the next shir we'll take this up and possibly complete this Torah. question was raised, can we give over a chizuk for difficult in these difficult times? In this chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal shows us that the tzaddik is forever. The tzaddik has a message for everyone, every one of us. He has a message for the most advanced Jew. He knows what to tell the most advanced Jew to inspire him and to motivate him to realize that he still has a long way to go, and to give him the justification to try very hard. And the tzaddik also is the one who knows and understands the people who are in a very low place spiritually and in general, in going struggling in life. And the tzaddik is the one who knows how to give us the encouragement that we need, and to feel connected, no matter how far away we are, to remind us that we're still connected. Hashem is still with us and close to us, and He's anxious to hear from us, etc. So that any one of us, by looking into the teachings of the tzaddik, can be assured, if we do it with sincerity, with honesty, we'll get the message that we need, the inspiration and motivation that we need to help us through different times. Every one of us, in the morning, we can be on a high level, we can be on a high, and in the afternoon, we can be on a low. And a person, when they're on a high, needs to hear a certain message, a low, a different message. And again, the Sfarim, the Torah of the Tzaddik, is a Torah which is all-inclusive. It includes everyone, and it gives each person exactly what they need to be connected to Hashem, to get closer to Hashem, to grow. And we're learning Torah that's on a very, very high level, very high level. Even if we don't understand it completely, we believe, Be'emuna Shlema, that our soul appreciates it and benefits from it. And we hope that in this Zechus, we'll merit seeing the Geula Shlema, the coming of Moshiach, B'mehera B'yameinu, Amen V'Amen.
Amen, thank you, Rabbi.
Wishing everybody a wonderful week and a good Geben Shchodesh. Kislev. Rabbeinu Zal told us that this month represents the time when the tzaddikim are looking. They see our suffering, they see the problems, and they're the ones who are best qualified to deal with it. We hope that the tzaddikim in heaven and the tzaddikim on earth will do everything that needs to be done to take all of us out of all the problems. It's a shame. Chodesh Tov and Shavua Tov to everyone.
Chodesh Tov, Rav. Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you.